Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snapple, it's the refreshing!
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of the Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to the Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Joining us right now to talk some college football, Howard Griffith, two-time Super Bowl champion, now with the Big Ten Network. Howard, good morning. Thanks for joining us. How are you?
Good morning, guys. I'm doing well. How about you guys?
We're doing great. And we have a pre-show email that goes around the night before the show. And the first thing our producer wrote was, it's not an uh-oh, it's a good thing. But the first thing our producer wrote was, is Penn State getting enough respect? So I thought in my head, hell, I don't know. I'm going to ask Howard Griffith when he joins us. So is Penn State getting enough respect?
Yeah, I don't see why not. I think the question becomes, why are people picking Ohio State to win the conference or the East Division when Penn State won it last year, and then they have all the things that are coming back when you talk about Barkley and McSorley at quarterback and running back respectively? And, you know, I think they are. I think they've closed the gap on Ohio State. I think the talent level still at Ohio State from 1-85 is still Ohio State's favor, but Penn State is coming, and all they need to do is keep going out and worrying about their own business, and I think everything will be fine for Penn State.
Griff, always great to catch up with you, man. Enjoy
My
your
man.
Work. Listen, Barkley, what do you have him on your Heisman list? I have him number two, right behind Baker Mayfield. He got off to a great start, of course, against Akron, and their defense was woeful last year, and they're picking up right where they left off. How high is the ceiling for this young man?
I think it continues to go higher. The reality is you're talking about a kid that's, you know, 5'11", 215, 220 pounds, runs 4.3, can bench well over 400, can clean well over 400. I mean, he is a machine. And when you turn on the tape, he's one of those guys that you go, wow. I mean, the ceiling is so high. He's truly a special player. And, you know, I think his game is going to only improve as he continues to get a better feel for the game of football. And that, I'm not talking about whether he's running or catching, just the subtle nuances of what different defenses are going to start to do to try to slow those guys down. But he's very dangerous. When you have a guy, a quarterback like McSorley, you know, defenses don't know really what to do. You know, you're going to try to take away Barkley, and then McSorley is still there. And, you know, that offensive line of Penn State is so much improved that, you know, I would not be surprised if he continues to put up big numbers this year, better than he did last year, because he's stronger, he's faster, and the reality is he's probably a much better football player, which is scary to say, than he was last year.
Griff, they showed a video of the guy cleaning. I pulled about 8 muscles just watching that.
Just watching, right?
Damn! I mean, it was just amazing the amount of weight the cat was cleaning. Whew! Anyway.
He's unbelievable as a player. He is unbelievable.
Geo and Jones with Howard Griffith on CBS Sports Radio. Give me one thing you liked from Michigan against Florida on Saturday and one thing you didn't.
Well, one of the things I think I really like was the fact that they're starting to now all of a sudden be able to run the ball, talking about Michigan now. Before last year, they wanted to line up two tights, fullback, really tight formations. And last year, they still were struggling to run the football. Now, I know the Florida offensively is not all that great, so that kind of holds that team back. But defensively, they have players over there, so they are pushing people around. So you like the fact that they can get in these pro formations, tight formations, and still be able to control the line of scrimmage. I really like that. You look at Wilton Spate, two interceptions that were ill-advised, and it was really him not following through on his throw. So he's got to be able to take care of the football, because I think when they're playing a better team that has some offense and can score, you can't afford to put the ball in the opponent's hands, let alone throw pick sixes like he did. So you know, that's something that I think will continue to improve, but you really got to like the way this Michigan offense is playing right now, running the football, and then Tariq Black and Donovan Peoples-Jones, the wide receivers, young wide receivers that are really going to be able to contribute for this team this year.
There is nothing that you didn't like about Maryland whipping up on my Longhorns, am I correct?
Well, I mean, did you see that one coming at all?
Well, I didn't think Texas was a 3-touchdown favorite or 18-point favorite. I think that was the line. I didn't think that was realistic.
Yeah, I think what you have to be encouraged by, though, you know, is the plays that they made in special teams. I mean, that was a big part. So if you're a Maryland fan, you want to see Maryland tighten up special teams. But Maryland looks like they're going to be without their quarterback that got things started, Pigram, and they're going to have to go with Khalil Hill, who is really talented. When I was there this summer, I thought he was the most talented quarterback. He's a true freshman, but you're going to have to – Maryland's going to have to go through those growing pains. But they made a lot of plays. And coming out of camp, I didn't think Maryland was a very physical football team from an offensive standpoint.
Yeah.
But they kind of proved that wrong. So I don't really know what to make of it, because when you talk about Texas football the last couple of years, people complained about them not being physical. So I think we're going to have to wait another week to really get an idea of what Maryland ultimately is going to look like.
Is that generally your rule that the first week there's a lot of stuff you have to toss out? How do you, as an evaluator, process week one without overreacting too much but also not ignoring some important things?
Yeah, well, I think you look at a couple teams, and this is how I looked at them. You look at Ohio State, got off to a really slow start. The Badgers got off to a really slow start. But then you look at Penn State, and they just came out and really played well. Now, I know the opponent that Penn State played wasn't very good in Akron, but they still weren't having all the mistakes that you saw some of the other teams having. Yeah, you understand who they're playing, but I think you want them to go out and be able to play a clean game as far as the turnovers are concerned, as far as penalties are concerned. But I think it does take a couple of weeks before you really find out the identity of a team. You go back to last year, and we watched Michigan State really give it to Notre Dame, and all of a sudden people thought Michigan State was going to be a really good team, and you saw what happened there. So, you know, it takes a couple of weeks, I think, to really find out who's gonna be what, unless you're talking about Alabama. And it looks like they're just as good as they've been in the past.
Griff, Michigan State, you just mentioned them, just a deplorable season a year ago. They bounced back here at the beginning, 35-10 win over Bowling Green. Now Western Michigan, who played extremely well on the coast versus SC, comes to town. Upset alert?
You always have to be, because at least for this year, when you talk about Western Michigan, because that's a roster that P.J. Fleck really did a tremendous job of building over the last several years. And sure, he took some younger kids that were in this recruiting class on with him to Minnesota, but this is still a team that's loaded with talent. You saw what they did to USC. So I think that Michigan State is not in a place anymore where they can afford to look past people because of all the things that went wrong as far as leadership and just the injuries and all the off-season problems that they had last year. So I would normally circle this one in a heartbeat. This is going to be upset alert. But because of all the things that they've been through, I think they're going to be really on top of their game, because they can't afford to look past anybody. Because right now, when you look at the East, although this isn't a division game, you know, they're probably the fourth or fifth best team in the East. Depends on where you slot Maryland right now. So Michigan State is really in a situation now where they're trying to climb back into it. I'm not saying that they can get to where they were when they were in the 14 playoffs a couple of years ago. But they have to get back to a point where they can be competitive and they can fight the big three in Michigan, Ohio State, and Penn State.
Talking to Howard Griffith on Geo and Jones, CBS Sports Radio. You mentioned P.J. Fleck made his Minnesota debut, and it was 17-7 victory over Buffalo. Offensively, a little bit challenged, especially in the second half, just a field goal in the second half of them offensively. I was watching a documentary on him and following him around, and he's just an amazing individual with his energy and his positivity. Do you think that can sustain, though, for a long period of time with kids that age? Do you think that, you know, when you're getting all that stuff in your face constantly, that could ever backfire? You think he's really onto something?
You know, I think he is. I think you either love him or hate him. And in college football, you know, kids commit to programs because they really like the coach and what they're doing. And you go back to see what he was able to do at Western Michigan. He built that program from really nothing. So his motto and the way he does things clearly can work. And he's already had a tremendous impact in Minnesota. Minnesota's issues right now is they don't have a great roster. They really were not depth, really deep as far as the roster was concerned. Did they win 9 games last year? Yes, they absolutely did. And they've been a good program even before PJ stepped in and taken over because of what Jerry Keel has built there, who's now at Rutgers, the offensive coordinator. But I think it plays well with certain kids. And, you know, they're going to like it, and they're going to respond. And what he demands is the very best out of players. And that's, if you sign up for that, that's what you're going to get, and that's what you're going to be willing to give. So I think it absolutely has a place in college football. You see it work. I've seen it work, rather. And I think he will be successful at Minnesota. The challenge is, you know, he's in the West, and I still think that although it's not as dominant as the East, I do think a team like Wisconsin has separated themselves from the rest of the pack. So I think there is a gap in talent and just the way they play the game where Wisconsin is right now in the rest of the Western Division.
Yeah, 9-win season a year ago for the Gophers, and they'll pick off somebody this year, and I think each and every year, so you have to beware. Let me ask you about Purdue. Jeff Brohm, first game as the head coach there, the new head coach at Purdue, lose by 7, 35-28 to Louisville. You had the reigning Heisman Trophy winner go off. But other than that was a good look, I thought, for Purdue. What did you see during your trek visiting them during the offseason?
Yeah, I think another team that has to build a roster, it's one of those things, but they have a new football-only building that's almost ready, should be just about ready by in another month or so. So I think they're doing all the right things the right way and what they need to do. Brohm, to me, is going to be very interesting. He's one of those guys that really does a great job of scheming opponents. So looking for that perfect matchup, and that's what he really got, you know, versus Louisville. They gave him all they wanted. And Louisville fumbled the ball a couple of times inside the 5-yard line to help, but I think you have to give some of that credit to Purdue's defense for stepping up and playing as well as they did. I think Jeff's got an excellent opportunity at Purdue to be successful, but again, it comes down to the roster. Much like Minnesota, he has to do a great job of recruiting, getting the right guys into that system so that they can start to really compete at a high level.
Your alma mater, Lovie Smith, second year at the helm. Is he getting the right recruits in there? They struggled with Ball State. Western Kentucky is on the docket next.
Yeah, this is going to be a tough one. You look at Ball State, and they really control the line of scrimmage. And that's not what you want to hear if you're an Illinois fan. And I think he's starting to. I think they played maybe 12 true freshmen in this game, which is big. And, you know, he said from the very beginning that, you know, you want to play football, you can come to Illinois because there's a lot of playing time there. And again, same situation as Purdue and Minnesota. They just have to continue to build that roster. But it looks like Lovey is getting some of the guys that he needs and wants to have in that program. People sometimes from the outside aren't getting excited about it because they don't have all these stars. But he's finding guys that really fit what they're doing. And I think he's got to build the base. One thing that he's got in his favor that he's going to have time. You know, nobody thought that this was going to be a 2 or 3 year fix. It's going to take them 4 to 5 years to get this team in a position to really be competing for the West. And I know people don't want to hear it. They're Illinois fans, but that's just the reality of what it is. Because you add a guy like PJ who's doing a great job, who's going to do a great job recruiting. Talk about Brian Brohm. I think he's going to continue to do a great job. Wisconsin, Iowa, these teams aren't going anywhere else. And we haven't even talked about Northwestern yet.
Yeah.
So, There's a long way to go if you're an Illinois fan, but I think Lovey is the guy because he's going to get the time to be able to build that roster.
Howard, always great talking to you. We will talk to you again soon if you allow it. We'll talk to you every day if you'd allow it. Thanks, man.
Thanks, my man.
All right, guys, be good. Enjoy the week.
Okay, man.
Howard Griffith of the Big Ten Network.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's Identity Refreshing!
The Second World War is the largest event in human history.
A 20-part series with Tom Hanks.
No part of the globe was untouched. No life unchanged.
Experience the ultimate account of World War II.
Every single person had a story. These are the stories that make us who we are.
Listen to World War II with Tom Hanks on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.